welcome to this God-inspired message from Shofar Christian Church. We trust that you will enjoy today's message and that it will encourage you to grow deeper in your relationship with Christ our Savior.
The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Now, who wants to be honored by God the Father? The Holy God, honoring an ordinary person. I mean, that's me. Think about it. Why would he want to honor a human being if he's in heaven, if he's almighty? But that is our God. He wants to do that. He stretches out his hand. Okay, so a bit of background. This is 6 days before the Passover. Jesus has entered Bethany, and he's having supper that Martha has prepared. With him is Lazarus. He just raised Lazarus from the dead. Now he's having supper at Martha's house with Lazarus. Outside are crowds of Jews. They want to see Jesus and Lazarus together. They didn't have cell phones. There was no Facebook or any other instant messaging format. So they spread the word. They heard about it. They came. They wanted to see this with their own eyes. Couldn't post a little photo and believe it. You had to come and see it for yourself. They were excited. The next day, Jesus went into Jerusalem. If you've watched Passion, the movie, that was the scene where they took the palm tree leaves and throwed it in front of Jesus on a donkey. People were cheering. Why? Because this is the Son of Man, the King of the Jews, entering Jerusalem. So just put yourself there. Put yourself next to that road. Imagine the vibe. Okay, the newspapers are saying the King of the Jews has arrived. Okay, he's raised someone from the dead. The people are believing him. They are like, yes, our king is here. The word says that even the disciples were fighting who was going to sit next to him, you know, when he's reigning as king. They were completely confused about what was going to happen. Why? Because 5 days later, he was crucified. So they expected this massive show, like a New Year's Eve show with proper magic tricks, you know, fire and all the other stuff, raining down from heaven, doves flying, music playing from heaven. But here, he's crucified. Okay? So, imagine you being there. So, I've got two questions for us this morning. What is glory? And secondly, how do we live extraordinary lives? Remember that verse said, the time has come, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Okay, let's continue. Verse 27. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Once again, imagine this. Then a voice came from heaven saying, I've both glorified it and will glorify it again. Therefore the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. Okay, so in other words, what Jesus is saying is, I need to die to glorify my Father's name. Okay? It's a massive contradiction. Like I said, we live in a kingdom of contradictions. It's dying to live. Okay? Dying to live. So, it's exactly the opposite. You know those stickers, one life, live it. Nah? It's usually on the back of a Land Rover. One life, live it. And all the men is like, yes, I want that car with the sticker. But that sticker should actually read, one life, die it. Eh? We've got one life, we need to die. And the sooner the better. And I'm going to get back to this. Okay. And this is how we bring glory to God's name. Now, I did a bit of research then. God the Father only spoke to His Son 3 times audibly in the New Testament. Okay, only 3 times. Okay, it was audibly meaning the other people heard it as well. Obviously, He was in continuous communication with His Father. But 3 times, it was at the Mount of Transfiguration, here in John 17, or Matthew 17, here in John 12, and then in Matthew 3, when He was baptized, and He came out, and the Father spoke. So what that means is, this is very important. We all know Matthew 3, but how well do you know John 12? Okay? So this is a very important piece of scripture, and a very important clue is this last section. This voice did not come because of me, but for your sake, meaning our sake. So Jesus knew that He had to glorify His Father's name, but then God the Father spoke, and then He said, He spoke audibly for your sake. So God wanted us to learn something from the scripture. And I would like to say that it's hard to bring glory to His name. Okay. So, but for this purpose, I'm just going to highlight the scripture again. But for this purpose, I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. So if Jesus' purpose was to die, and to bring glory to His Father's name, then I'd like to say that should be our purpose as well. You know, people say, I don't know what my purpose in life is, then just imitate Jesus. It's as simple as that. Bring glory to His Father's name. The rest will fall into place. You know the details in terms of your occupation and where and when. But bringing glory to His name. And we're going to expand on this in a bit more detail. Okay, so if I show you an apple, brought my apple along. Okay, so what do you see in an apple? What do you see? Metaphorically, sorry. You see an apple, right? Okay, so if I were to break open this apple, I did pre-cut it. I have to disclose that. The last time I did that, someone said, like, how did you do that? And I realized, you know, I was putting them under a false impression. So, what do you see now? Okay, this is genetically manipulated, so there's not a lot of seed in there. But you see seed. Okay, so if I take the seed, what do you see in the seed? You see another apple. Okay, what about another apple tree? Yes, this seed has the potential for another apple tree. Even further, this seed has the potential for a whole apple orchard. Okay, so you see, in the fruit, there is seed. And in the seed, there is more fruit, if it's not genetically manipulated. Okay, so I think this seed is worth nothing, but naturally speaking. So is the case with us. You know, Abram, the word says we are Abram's seed. As we sit here, we are Abram's seed. Why? Because Abram took his life, he gave it away. Out of the seed came fruit. Out of the fruit came more seed, fruit, seed. And so today, we are literally part of Jesus' bloodline. Okay? Why? Because people laid down their lives. They chose to give. Generations and generations of fruit and reproducing seed. Okay, so let's read 1 Corinthians 15. What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. When you sow, you do not plant the body of the plant that will be, but just the seed, perhaps of wheat or of something else. It's good that it's actually speaking about wheat. So you see this sort of repetition in Scripture. So as we die, our seed springs forth. And I've said, in the fruit there is more seed. And I'd like to say this morning that we really don't have any other godly choice than to die to self. Amen? Tell the guy next to you, die. Okay, and then every tree produces according to its kind. We cannot produce good seed if we bear bad fruit. Genesis 1 is one of my favorite chapters, And it reads, "Then God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit, according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth." And it was so. So God has placed this principle in nature that, guys, we mustn't fool ourselves. If your life is bearing bad fruit, you are going to reproduce bad seed, meaning your legacy is going to be bad. Okay, we need to wake up to that fact. And the opposite is true. If we produce good fruit, we will produce good seed. And in our good seed, there's more fruit. Okay, so the question then is, how do we die? How do we die? I'm just going to propose three ways. And in contradiction with worldly popular belief, you know, exalting yourself and building your own life is in contrast with what the scriptures teach us. So it's in this powerful contrast. But let's look at these three keys. Laying down of your own plans, being humble, and serving. Right? And then I'd just like to share a quick story. When Madeleine and I came to Pretoria, we settled and we got married. And then after our marriage, I had a lot of dreams. I really wanted to impact Pretoria and take over. And, you know, I had all these ambitions. And just a few months after we were married, we got a call from the head office in Stellenbosch. And they asked us to plant a church. And, you know, initially I was, yes, this is awesome. And I almost said yes, you know, over the phone, like, yes, let's go. And the next day it started to sink in that if I say yes to this, I'm going to have to let go of everything. All my plans, I'm probably going to have to sell a lot of stuff. And businesses I wanted to start will be something of the past. And we prayed and we cried more than we prayed when we realized that we're going to lose everything. And by that Sunday, we said, yes, let's do it. Let's give our lives. We say that we give our lives to Christ, but now that it's asked of us, we're crying. So we said, we phoned back and we said, yes, we're in. And the response came back to say, you know, they prayed and God has someone else in mind for that appointment. So at the end, we lay down our lives and we got it back, yes? And a few months later, I was appointed in our company as a partner, director, and I think I was the youngest one ever appointed. And I believe it was part of that what happened, that I laid down, and because I laid down, God gave back so much more. So that's just a little illustration. I know a lot of you have similar testimonies, laying down our lives. So yes, we want to live this big life. How do we do it? Let's look at humility. Okay, let's read the next slide, Matthew 23. Humility is like I think it's a powerful weapon in the world. Okay, it's literally a weapon you can use in a very unorthodox way. And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Now listen to this, the Message translation. Do you want to stand out? Yes. Then step down. Be a servant. If you puff yourself up, you'll get the wind knock out of you. But if you're content to simply be yourself, your life will count for plenty. Okay? So if you puff yourself up, you will get the wind knocked out of you. That sounds dramatic, yes? And then Luke 14 says the same thing. Now, guys, I'm seeing a lot of self-exaltation, self-promotion in the world. You know, if you go onto the TV, you go onto the internet, and especially Facebook, I must say this, that a lot of what I experience, the majority, is self-marketing. Okay, I'm not saying this about anyone in this church, but in general, I've got lots of unsaved friends on Facebook, and that's what it's about. It's about self-marketing. And when I see that, I hear this. He who exalts himself will be humbled. And then I get scared. Sometimes I literally get scared when I see someone bragging, exalting himself. And I'm not saying you shouldn't go onto Facebook and do whatever you do there. I'm just saying, what's the heart behind everything in our lives? It's about promoting ourselves, because then the word says you will get the wind knocked out of you. And in a few instances, I've had that feeling that I get a bit afraid on behalf of someone. You know, especially if there's lots of money and status, and you see this rapid growth, and you see the humility just going out of the door. Then I've literally sat back and watched, and I've seen a lot of this come to pass, where someone on this trajectory without God, you know, promoting himself, loses everything. It happens. But I'm not saying you shouldn't go onto that trajectory, you shouldn't climb in life. I'm saying that do it with humility, and you will not get the wind knocked out of you. Okay, then serve. John 15, greater love has no one than this, than he lay down his life for his friends. Our modern culture doesn't value service. Okay, service is seen as a weakness. If you are a humble servant in your office space, people will probably try and abuse you. Okay, but that's why I was so blessed with Madiba's passing away, because what you continuously heard was humility and servanthood. And I really trust God that something of his heart has been imparted into our nation, that people will see Mandela, who is rated as, I don't know, I think the most, if you look at the Time magazine and all of that, he's up there. I think he's number one or two or whatever. I haven't done recent research on it. But he is rated as one of the most famous people ever. And what do you hear about his life? Is humility and servitude. So I'm thankful for God for that character will be imparted. And we must learn from him in that instance. But especially from Christ, more than Madiba. Okay, then you all know Philippians 1. For me to live is Christ, his life in me, and to die is gain, the gain of the glory of eternity. So dying to live, not living to die as it is in the world. So are we willing to die so that he may live? And if we do, others will live. If we die, our family will live. If you've got unsaved family members, the best thing you should do is to die unto yourself so that your seed can bring brought forth, your seed can die, and out of your seed, more fruit. Out of your fruit, more seed. We need to die so that our children can live. We need to die unto self so that our colleagues can live and impact lives like Abraham's life did. Now, Romans 6 talks a lot about our baptism into Christ's death. But verse 5 says, if we have been planted in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. What a privilege to be resurrected with a God. Think about it. This flesh, to be resurrected, or not the flesh, but us as human beings, to be resurrected with Christ, our God. Romans 6. Okay, so lastly, why do we have to die? We've said this before, but it's to glorify God, to die so that others may live, our children, our families, our colleagues. But for this purpose, I came to this hour, Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Now, when our intercession team prayed beforehand, God really dropped something in their hearts about what God wants to do this morning. And I want to say, the hour has come that we must glorify God's name. Amen? The hour is now. We need to glorify God's name, and we can expect a response from heaven. Amen? Okay. Guys, so I know it's a tough word. Dying unto self is not an easy word, but I'm actually seeing smiles, which is really encouraging. But, you know, it's like God asking you to give your little beetle, you know, your beetle car. And in the garage, he already has a Porsche Carrera parked for you. So now you're crying about, oh God, I must give my little beetle to you. But he's got so much more installed for us that whatever we can give him is so much less than what he has installed for us. Now, it's like the saying with our finances that you can never outgive God, never. There's nothing you can give that will be higher that He can give you and wants to give you. So let's sow our seed into deep ground. Let's die and let's expect that fruit to come forth from our lives. You know the saying, stop, let go, and let God. Let go and let God. I love 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9 that says, no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. No eye has seen, nor ear has heard, no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. Anything is possible in God. Amen. Let's stand. I want to pray for us this morning. Okay, do you have your seed? Just take your little seed in your hand. I want us to make contact with the Spirit this morning. It's not just the word and here we go and we're out and having some nice coffee. I'm just trusting God for something to drop in our spirits. I want to pray for two groups of people. The first group is people who are discontent with what they're currently experiencing. You know, your life is good, it's blessed, but the power is lacking. Okay? Then please come while we're worshiping. Come, I'd like to pray with you. If you feel like you're living this mundane life, it's just boring or you're not satisfied, you're not challenged. And the second group is people who feel like they're on the verge of jumping into a river. You're literally standing on the bank of the river. You feel like you want to jump in and lose everything, but you're not getting yourself to just make that jump. You're indecisive. Then God wants to help you. He's not going to push you into the river. It's just going to help you. You know, there's a lot of comparisons with the Holy Spirit in terms of water. And you know, the blessed thing, if you jump into a river, who's floated down a river on your back? There's not a lot of pressure. You know, there's not a lot of stress on your ligaments. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. As you walk in and you lie back, the Holy Spirit can carry you, release that stress, that pressure. Okay, so let's sing that freedom song again and just, you know, praise Him. But please come forward. And if you're one of those two groups, or even if you need healing this morning, Spirit is here. He will heal you. And guys, enjoy the dying. You know, the benefits of dying is that the things of the world cannot bother you. The stresses of the world doesn't bother you as if you're fully alive unto yourself. And any opposition, like I've said at the beginning, it will be a year of blessing and favor, but also of opposition. Now the thing is, if you've already died unto yourself, then if the opposition comes, you can just say, God, my life is not my own. This attack can do nothing to me. I've given my life. So you will fight on my behalf. Okay, remember this. When the attack comes, He will fight on your behalf, but not if you are standing on your own. Then you're in big trouble, because then you're 50-50, so you'll probably be injured in the war. But if you have given over everything, then the attack can come. The accusations can come. You know, the bad business deals can come. The lawyers can come. You will stand and say, God, You will fight on my behalf. And God will. But let's give over this morning. Lord, we bless You. We thank You, Jesus, that You died. You as a God died. And this morning, we can just follow You and die unto ourselves. We can be humble. We can serve. We can lay down our own plans. You will take care of our lives, Lord. Thank You that our lives are not our own, but it's in Your hands. Lord, we know we've always got this nagging, bugging suspicion that you're taking away. But You are saying You've got the Porsche Carrera parked in the garage, and now we're struggling here in our own little piece of mud. And You are saying, come out. Come and walk with Me into this river of clear water and go with Me. I want to take You places. Lord, thank You that You have so much installed for us, that no eye has seen or ear heard what You have installed for us. We thank You, Jesus. We thank You that the cross is empty. Thank You that because Your seed, Your blood was dripped onto this earth, and the cross is empty, that we can have life. And this morning, Lord, we choose to do the same as You did. Let our blood drip from us, our own plans drip from us. And as it does, Lord, You will resurrect us with You. Like You say in Romans, unto You resurrect us unto eternity. Bless You, Lord. Amen. Amen.
power to the weak. You raise dead men to their feet. You are strong, Lord.
Thank you for listening to this message from Shofar Christian Church. We believe that it was time well spent establishing God's kingdom and proclaiming His glory in your life. For more information, call us on 012-362-1363 or email us at pretoria@shofaronline.org. You may also wish to browse our website at www.shofaronline.org or find us on facebook.com/shofarpretoria.